Broward Democratic Senator Lauren Book is considering adding language to her human trafficking bill that would include massage parlors. It comes amid prostitution charges facing the owner of the New England Patriots. I'm Lynn Hatter. New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft and former Citibank president John Havens are among the 25 men who are facing prostitution charges following an investigation into sex trafficking at 10 Central and South Florida massage parlors. State lawmakers attempted to crack down on trafficking at those businesses back in 2013. A state law prohibits massage parlors from operating between midnight and 5 a.m. At the time, the House sponsor, former Representative Dave Koerner, noted it was a start.
You know, this isn't going to eradicate sexual trafficking, but it's going to be a very powerful tool for law enforcement and our prosecutors to get into those establishments and start cleaning them up while maintaining and, quite frankly, raising the professionalism and integrity of the massage therapy profession.
In the years since, prostitution busts have continued in massage parlors across the state. The most recent involves the Orchid Asian Day Spa in Jupiter, where authorities say Patriots owner Robert Kraft was caught in the act. Police have said that business and others in the investigation are connected to an international human trafficking ring. According to the TC Palm newspaper, quote, women, many of them from China, lived inside and were not permitted to leave. State law largely prohibits massage parlor workers from living in those businesses. Governor Ron DeSantis says he does not know much about the case, but he suggests the state could revisit the issue.
And I think we all know that Florida has been in some ways ground zero for human trafficking. And so I'm supportive of our attorney general's efforts. I'm certainly open to looking at legislation that will be able to address it.
The investigation into the 10 parlors found women participated in what authorities call sexual servitude. No legislation has been filed addressing massage parlors and sex trafficking, but Claire Van Susteren, a spokeswoman for Senator Lauren Book, says the Broward Democrat is considering adding language to her human trafficking bill to include massage parlors. Right now, Book's bill addresses trafficking in hotels by requiring employees to be trained to spot it and report it. For WFSU News, I'm Lynn Hatter.